please stand as you are able. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you, O Lord. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, be not far from us. Praise to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. You may be seated for the psalm. Please join me in reading from Psalm 141. O God, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer be set forth in your sight as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O God, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. My eyes are turned to you, O God. In you I take refuge.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Please join in reading the Song of Zechariah, Canticle 16. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard lie down with the kid, the calf, and the lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy them on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. All nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thank you. Reading from the Gospel of John. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was the light to live by. The life light blazed out in the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish.
Blessed Are You Who Bear the Light, by Jan Richardson. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and grief. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar, where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you, in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illumines every broken thing it finds. We light four candles, one at a time, acknowledging our pain as we bring our wounds into the healing presence of Christ, the one who was, who is, and who is to come.
We light this candle to remember those persons who have been loved and lost. We pause to remember their names, their faces, their voices. We give thanks for the memory that binds them to us this season and always. May God's eternal love surround them.
We light the second candle to redeem the pain of loss, the loss of relationships, the loss of jobs, the loss of physical or mental health, and the loss of hopes and dreams. We pause to gather up the pain of the past and offer it to God, asking that from God's hands we will receive the gift of peace. Refresh, restore, renew us, O God, and lead us into your future.
We light the third candle to offer ourselves compassion and love this season. We remember the poignancy of memories, the grief, the hurts, and the pain of reflecting on our own mortality. We pause to reflect on our own resilience and to give thanks for those who have helped us in our journey. May we remember that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
We light the fourth candle to remember our faith and the gift of hope that the coming of Christ into the world can offer us. Even in our darkest moments, God is with us. We remember that the God who shares our lives and our burdens, our joys and our sorrows, promises us a time when there will be no more pain and suffering, and when God will wipe away every tear. Let us remember the one who shows the way, who brings the truth, and who bears the light. At this time, we will have options for you. We will have an opportunity to receive healing prayer and unction, which is an ancient offering of the church that will happen up at the altar rail on either side. You may stand or kneel, and you can say to the priest what it is you wish to have healing for, or you can just tell us your name and remain silent. At that time, you could also come forward and light a candle. We have these long taper matches, and you can light from one of the pillar candles, light a candle, and then place the match in the sand. We also, when you came in tonight through the narthex, the entryway, you'll see little sparkling trees. Those trees are prayer trees. There are tags by them and pens, and you can write a prayer intention on a tag and attach that to one of the trees. So you can do any or all of those things. Add a prayer to the tree, come receive healing and anointing, light a candle, or you may remain in your seat and sing. First, the blessing of the unction. O Lord, Holy Father, giver of health and salvation, send your Holy Spirit to sanctify this oil, that as your apostles anointed many that were sick and healed them, so may those who in faith and repentance receive this holy unction be made whole through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. That your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill. That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses. That there may be peace to your church and to the whole world. That at the end we may depart this life in your faith and confidence. That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ. Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Most holy God, the source of all good desires, all right judgments, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, so that our minds may be fixed on the doing of your will, and that we, being delivered from the fear of all enemies, may live in peace and quietness through the mercies of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted and shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake. Amen.
A Blessing for Open Arms by Kate Bowler. Blessed are you with open arms to welcome God this Advent, willing to invite its promises into the center of your longing. Blessed are you even now in the waiting, open to receiving what is beautiful, though clothed in such precarity. Blessed are you agreeing to stand still long enough to let your eyes adjust to the darkness until the starlight begins to appear in the dawning of God's promises. In that gentle light, find a corner of your heart where hope can stay protected, a place from which we can nurture a little gratitude, a little compassion, enough to go around, some for God and some for yourself, and some for the next unsuspecting soul that wanders into your light.
Thank you.
Let us bless the Lord. May the God of hope fill us with joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.